Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, November 10, 2015. And this is The Connection, your number one youth show. I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we take a look at the deepening economic crisis in Zimbabwe. The million-dollar question, of course, being, what role can young people play in seeking a lasting solution?
So let's get talking, everyone, on our social media platforms. On Facebook, you can find us at VOA Studio 7. And also on Twitter, you can find us on the handle at VOA Studio 7. We are also right now live on our WhatsApp, and we're taking your phone numbers and messages. Find us on 001-202-465-0318.
And if you wanna contribute live on air, give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. Again, that number, 001-202-619-2077.
And of course, as always, we are streaming live on the internet. So if you want to check out Ntunga and myself right now, head over to voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com. And last but not least, you can also find us on voandebele.com.
Again, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
As Zimbabwe's economy continues to its downward spiral, many people fear the country's headed for the 2008 socioeconomic catastrophic, whose trail of destruction is still visible. Young people in particular say the unfolding crisis has heavily compromised their future. And with opposition political parties in total disarray, many say they have literally resigned themselves to fate.
But resigning to fate is certainly not a solution and can never be one. There is certainly a role young people can play in resolving the problems facing the country. So tonight, we want to hear from you young people at home. How is the crisis affecting you, and what do you think is the way forward? It's your show. Let's talk.
Mm-hmm. So tonight, of course, Ntunga, as always, we want all our listeners, the young people in Zimbabwe, and of course in the diaspora, to give us a call. We are on live on air. You can also hit us up on WhatsApp, or call us in the studio, and we hope to hear their views, Ntunga, as usual, every
Yebo,
Tuesday.
Kunjalo, kunjalo, tatenda. Lichona njani makaya, zulugandaba, ikuhlangana. Lamhlanje kungolwesibili kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection, lapho esikhangela khona umumo wezombusazwe lezenotho. Lamhlanje siyazi imisebenzi kayitholakala, amankampani ayavala, abantu abaningi abala misebenzi, ikakhulu ontanga bathi liluvilibana kakhulu elakusasa labo. Ngakho kasikhulumeni moyeni, lisitshayele ucingo sizwe bontanga ukubana ziliphatha njani ezombusazwe lezenotho, njalo ungalungisiswa njani umomo, kuyini elingakwenza, lani ndima bani elingayidlala. Lingasitshayela ucingo kunombolo ezithi 001-202-619-2077, kumbe lisithumele imbiko yenu, incwadi esingazibala khonapha emoyeni ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ongo va tereri makadi kudzimba uko kusangana uku nhasi nemusi wechipiri muchirongwa che The Connection, chirongwa chevechidiki. Nhasi tiri kutarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyadzi zveupfumi pamwe chete nezvematongero enyika. Tinoziva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka uko kwapa kuti vanhu vakawanda varasikirwe nemabasa, vechidiki vakawanda havana mabasa, havazi kushanda. Saka tirikubvunza nasi kuti chii kana kuti zvii zvingaitwawo nevechidiki kutsvaga nzira yekugadzirisa matambudziko ari munyika. Naizvozvo munogona kutiridzira runhare panhamba dzinoti 001 202-619-2077 ndokuti mupinde muchirongwa kana kuti mogona kuti tumira tsamba dzenyu dzatichaverenga panapa muchirongwa pa namba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318 chirongwa ndechenyu vechidiki ngati kurukurei.
Thank you there, Ntunga. And of course, indeed, the million-dollar question is what role young people can play in seeking a lasting solution. As we reported earlier, some are saying that, the issue is very deep and they aren't able to find themselves out of both the economic and political situation.
Indeed, it's a crazy situation. Many people are saying, it's all ZANU-PF's fault because they are the governing party, they are the government, and they promised 2 million or so jobs during the campaign. But to date, those jobs have not materialized. Instead, thousands and thousands of people have lost their jobs, including young people. We know what happened following that Supreme Court decision where companies went on a firing spree, getting rid of, their employees. And, because of the economy, companies continue to shut down. But those in ZANU-PF are saying, no, it's not our fault. They are pointing fingers at countries like America for sanctioning Zimbabwe. And it's a multifaceted problem, really. It's not all about ZANU-PF for sanctions. It's a mix.
And of course, as we reported last week, earlier this week, of course, there is the $10 million youth fund that is there again. But of course, as we saw some years ago, where there were questions of its political alignment, where some youth were saying that although they attempted very much to give their proposals to give their business plans, they were not awarded those funds based on political lines. But of course, the ministry has said that this time around, they will make sure that the application process is stringent and that there will be no question of your political affiliation, that these funds are indeed for all young Zimbabweans who have a business plan. But Ntunga, what is of interest, though, is the question of do young Zimbabweans know how to do these business plans? Of course, sometimes young people get into complaining about the inability to be given these funds, but when given the chance, are they actually able to make their proposals? It's a question we have to ask.
Yeah, indeed. I am very confident many young people, especially those in towns, really know how to pitch a business plan. It's always helpful for them to get help from experts on how to pitch a business plan and do so effectively. I'm not sure what's wrong with our phones, but we have a lot of callers today. We also have a line of a panel of guests whom we should be talking to right now.
I think we do have a guest on the line in Ntunga. Luckily, I think you brought the spirit there to help us out. We are joined now by Ndodana Moyo, who is a ZAPU youth. Thank you so very much for joining us today on the program. Hello? Hello, Mr. Moyo? Yeah. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so very much for joining us today on The Connection.
Oh, thank you. I'm also honored.
Thank you.
That's a bad line, but let's try it. If it doesn't work, we'll have to drop him off and try again. Ndodana, the country is facing a crisis, a political crisis as well as an economic crisis that has left thousands, if not millions of people without a job. What's the way forward? Hello, Ndodana, can you hear us? We apologize for that.
Hello?
Clearly, Ndodana's phone is...
I think we'll have to call you back. Your line is breaking, and I think there's a connection issue there. So we'll call you right back. And Ntunga, I think, of course, we're having a bit of a problem with our lines, but let's encourage our listeners and also viewers to still join us. An easy way to get in touch with us for us to call you back is through our WhatsApp, and that number is +001-202-465-0318. Again, that number is 001-202-465-0318. Ntunga, where else can they call us if they would like to try that out?
The number, of course, is 001-202-619-2077. And again, for those with internet connection, we are streaming live at voazimbabwe.com. I hate it, you know, when I'm doing such a very important show and for some reasons the phones are acting up.
Yeah, my phones are not jealous. Yeah, it's, unfortunately, today we're having a bit of an issue with our phones, but hopefully we can get our guests in, Ntunga. Of course, as we mentioned earlier, there is that youth fund that you know, young people in Zimbabwe can focus on and follow through with. We've seen some people who've done various projects. I know I spoke once with a young person who was able to kickstart an income generating project in Ntunga using you know, his chickens. He was raising chickens, rearing chickens, and was able to make a bit of money to support himself and his family.
A great idea, but here's the problem. Everyone is now, because, you know, taking to turning to chicken rearing, mm-hmm. as a way of income generating, mm-hmm. Which is a problem because there is a stiff competition from South Africa. You know, there's cheap chickens in Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. and really, it's a business that has become overwhelmed,
yes.
And as a result, it's not a viable business.
Economics
really.
101, flooding the market.
Yes.
I know a little something. So I think Moyo's back on the line in Ntunga. Hopefully he can hear us.
I hope this works now. Ndodana Moyo, are you back on the line? Can you hear us?
Okay, I think we lost him there again, Ntunga.
This is a disaster, man.
So I think we lost him there again. But as you were talking about that issue, of course, there are some people that we've spoken to, some organizations, that they themselves are saying, if you're you know, having an issue, to come to them. There are so many other projects and ideas that young people in Zimbabwe can follow through that are not you know, the ones that are flooding the market per se.
Indeed, emakhaya siyaxolisa si lo dubo lapha ngama phone ethu asenelisa ukuxhuma abalaleli kanye lama guests besifuna ukuba lawo kuhlelo ngendlela angazi ukuthi enza kanjani zenza kanjani incingo zethu kodwa xa lilaleli emakhaya lifuna ukungena kuhlelo lingasi chayela inombolo ucingo rather kunombolo zethu ezithi 001-202-619-2077 kumbe lisithumele incwadi esingazibala khona apha emoyeni ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318.
Tingatombo wearing my comments are kuya pa WhatsApp. We have a Petronella Mpofu who says the economy is in the intensive care and needs massive recapitalization. Youth have no future in terms of opportunities to dream about. The authorities are stifling opposition activities, so no level playing field, even as 2018 so far. One wonders what will be happening in the real campaign period. That there is from Petronella Ntunga. Let's see if we have any other messages coming through while we try to connect with our guests and some of our callers who are on the line. We have here Tinashe who says, things are very tough for me as a youth as I'm seeing it. As I'm finding it hard to secure a job, the economy is in tatters, and as we move forward, we hope that things can get better. That there's Tinashe Ntunga who's saying there. Let's see what Edmore has to say. Edmore says, the youth are the future generations, and he says leaders, in brackets, whom I think must be involved in politics for the betterment of our economy. So, of course, there, Ntunga, the two and two go hand in hand, economy and politics are very much on the same field there.
Indeed, and we are still frantically trying to connect with our guests and listeners. Imihlolo ka Josephine le angazi ukuthi kuhamba njani lamhlanje kuyinokwenzakalayo ngencingo zethu. Ndikuti nini tatenda, I am sure ameno zviri kuitika ne runari. Redu, si, hanzi tabata, one of our guests, MDCT Youth Secretary, love mo Chinoputsa. Chinoputsa, good evening and welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Thank you, love mo, for joining us on the program. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Perfect. So let's get right into it, love more, and give us your take on the issue of the economy and the political landscape in Zimbabwe now, coming from your view as MDC Youth Secretary.
Well, thank you, Tatenda. Mm-hmm. I think our economy is reached crossroads at the moment. Nothing is moving. You will see that the deflation that has taken place in this country, and a number of people are failing to make ends meet. A number of people are continuously living below the poverty bottom line, which is $1 per day. And you see that a number of young people specifically has been affected by this economic crisis, where they've not been able to get jobs, where they are employed, they've not been able to be given their salaries or to earn enough salaries to sustain them. So it has become a free form, where ZANU-PF has lost total control of this economy, and the economy is continuously sliding down. And unfortunately, the greatest challenge that we have now is that there is death in terms of political leadership to resuscitate this economy, to save this economy from total collapse. There is nothing that is moving on the ground. People, there are a lot of things that they are on the shelves, yes, but Zimbabweans cannot afford to buy all this foodstuff. They cannot afford to look after themselves, and it's a pity.
Saka, Twitter, say a palavra more.
Zviripo zvekuti vana veZimbabwe ngavabatane, vataurirane, vabude nechisungo chekuti kana ZANU-PF yatadza kutungamirira kugadzirwa kweekonomi, kana ZANU-PF yatadza kupa vana veZimbabwe mabasa, tinofanira kuita chirwirangwe kuti ZANU-PF inge ichienda, ZANU-PF inge ichibuda mugovernment yekutungamirira nyika. So zvakutoda kuti vana veZimbabwe vabatane, vaise pressure kuhurumende yaRobert Mugabe kuti mukuru, matadza kutungamirira nyika, mukuru matadza kuti ikonomi yedu inge ichifamba, naizvozvo munofanira kuzorora. So vana veZimbabwe ngavabatane kuti hurumende yeZANU-PF inge ichibva, pauye vanhu vanokwanisa kunge vachikwanisa kusumudza ikonomi ino kuti dzokere payakanga iri, pauye vanhu vanokwanisa kupa vana veZimbabwe mabasa, pauye ungava hurumende yemubatanidzwa kana kuti hurumende yenguva diki inganzi transitional government ingatitora mberi kuti ikonomi yedu at least tange tastabilize ikonomi, tinge takwanisa kunge tichiunza mainvestors. There is need yekuti pange pane stability. There is need yekuti pange munyika munge mune security yemainvestments anoitwa nevanhu. Zvega izvozvo hazvikwanisi, hazvichakwanisi kuuya nekuda kwezvanhu, nekuti ZANU-PF iripo, nekuti ZANU-PF yataridza iyo pachayo kuti haina hainei nekuchengetedza security yevanhu, hainei nekuchengetedza mari dzevanhu dzinouya kubva kune dzimwe nyika. So hapana munhu anoda kuuya kuzopinza mari yake, hapana munhu anoda kurasikirwa nemari yake, nekuti chinogona ZANU PF kumbunyikidza kana kutorera avo vanenge vauya nezvinhu zvavo. Chinogona ZANU PF kubira vanhu vari mumabhizinesi. Zvino takatisa kuti aya pasina zvatichakwanisa kuita nezanu. Vana veZimbabwe ngavabatane. Across from the political divide, vari kumachisha akasiyana, vari kumapolitical parties akasiyana, mastudents, umwe neumwe ngatigare pasi toronga kuti todiko nenyika ino yeZimbabwe. ZANU yatadza kufanisa nyika yeZimbabwe, zvautoda kuti tinge tichibatira pamwe, inganzi convergence muchirungu.
Asi Love Muhanzi neZANU PF, you are to blame nekuti ndimi kamakadaidzira zvirango. Hanzi neZANU PF iyi inyaya yezvirango, haizi nyaya yekuti ZANU PF yatadza kutonga.
Kana iwe uri baba wotadza kutungamirira musha wako, wotsva dambudziko kune vere baba vari panext video kuti baba ava ndo vakakonzera kuti inini ndinge ndingagoni kushanda zvakanaka pamba panova musha pangu ringe waita dambudziko. Kana vachitobvuma kuti MDC ndiyo inokwanisa kuunza kana kuti inokwanisa kumisa, inokwanisa kuunza maganshenzi yomisa kubudirira kwenyika, zvinoreva kuti MDC yachoka ndiyo inenge ine maki yekutungamirira nyika yekuvhura nyika ino neekonomi yenyika inoyi. Asi isusu tinoziva zvedu kuti nyaya yemasanctions haisi nyaya yechokwadi. Even chinamasa akazotaura wani kuti aiwa isusu ngatichimubvai away from the rhetoric kana propaganda yekuti masanctions ndo atadzisa. Kusabata kusatonga zvakanaka kuri kuitika muZimbabwe ndo kwakonzera problem. Kusarespecta the business ethics ndo kwakonzera problem. Hapana masanctions akutaurwa nezvavo. Masanctions aripo ndeema individuals mashoma yoma akanzi hapana chikufamba chete. Isusu seMDC hatinei nezvekuita nemasanctions, ende isusu seMDC tiri kuti aiwa ZANU PF yatadza kugadzira nyika not kune masanctions, asi nekuti ZANU PF haitarise zvakakoshera nezvakanakira munhu wese weZimbabwe. Inongotarisa iyo kuti vatadza homwe dzavo sei. Zuva nezuva vanodzinga mainvestor, zuva nezuva vanodzinga vanhu vanenge vakazvigarira mudzimba dzavo nemapurazi avo, zuva nezuva vanodzinga vanhu vari mabhizinesi avo vachitora mabhizinesi akagadzirwa nevamwe kudhara vachida kutora ma51%. Izvozvo pachazvo zvinodzosera pasi ikonomi yedu, uye zvinoita kuti munhu wese angada kuuya munyika kuti atize nemari yake, nokuti hapana munhu anoda kutorerwa mari yake yaakashanda. So zvekuti masanctions ndinoramba kuti ingava iyo problemu yatinayo. Kusmith chaiye wani akakwanisa kutungamirira Rhodesia ane masanctions aiva makuru kuru chaizvo kudarika aripo pariko zvino, nemhaka yeikonomi yake Smith yakanga iri nani pane ikonomi yaMugabe.
Tinotenda mukoma Love More, rambai muri parunare. Silo mlaleli lapha ecingweni ubaba uSibasa Chuma. Kunjani Sibasa? Halo Sibasa, ukhona ecingweni? Silusizi kuthi ubaba uSibasa ucingo lwakhe soluqumile. Sizazama njalo ukumbamba ecingweni uSibasa. Siyaxolisa balaleli, incingo zethu azivambi kuhle lamhlanje, angazi ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Ntunga, still there, issues with our phones, but Togona Ngboberenga, some other comments that we are getting here on WhatsApp. Of course, as we said earlier, if you want to say something as our phones are giving us a bit of a problem, you can send us your messages at 001-202-465-0318, and we can read them live right now on air. So let's just see, Ntunga, what we have. We have someone here who wanted to remain nameless and say, I greet you all. All of the youth should take it to the street. There's someone who is Fungo, who says, no solution, guys, until the ZANU PF have gone. And Nyoni says, the youths are being used by the same ZANU PF which has destroyed the economy. Ntunga Tinerimapa from Koma Charles.
Charles Yanzi, ndi Charles Ncube, ndiri ku South Africa. Zviri pachena kuti vaMugabe vave kuti isu vechidiki tisina kurwa hondo, tione handiyo hondo yakanyanya iyoyi, vechidiki vemuZimbabwe tichatambura chaizvo. Nyamaropa, I'm sure you've gone over that already. Back to you, Love More. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
You were saying earlier that there is need for opposition parties to coalesce and, you know, take ZANU-PF head on. But how do you do that with all the personal egos that we have seen from the opposition and this mentality of, you know, some people who just want to be president?
Yeah, but now the situation that we have in this country, in Tundamele, demands that people provide real leadership. And the real leadership, for me, ceases to worry about the positions and the egos, where one will be placed. Now, the issue at hand is that it requires everyone's effort, and it requires everyone to participate in all this process, so that people can coalesce together and achieve a common goal, which is to save the people of this country from further problems that they have been facing, which is to save this economy from further going down. So I hear you when you talk of the ecotherapy, but now is the time to move away from it. And I want to believe that all the political leaders that we have in this country have one ultimate goal, which is to see Zimbabwe prosper. The issue is beyond Robert Mugabe. The issue is beyond positions. But the issue is how best then can we save this country. And it requires the same spirit that it drove Josiah Tongogara, that it drove Nikita Mangena to wage a liberation struggle. Now is the time, I want to believe, for every leader in this country, in opposition, in all the political parties, in churches, in civil society, to then say, what is it in the best interest of this country that you can do, which will leave the legacy for all of us? So I also call upon all the political leaders themselves to put aside their personal egos and come together and work firstly for the realization of the democratic Zimbabwe that puts economic prosperity at the forefront, mm-hmm. and then worry about positions later.
Thank you there, Love Montunga. The tech-savvy youth are blasting our WhatsApp as we speak. Let's read some of those that are coming through right now. We have from Mira Gurue, who says, the youth are to blame for letting ZANU-PF to drive the economy into a quagmire. For example, we are being used to cause violence to opposition parties, especially MDC. There are sanctions in Zimbabwe. It's all about the corruption by ZANU. Let's just quickly read one more on Tunga before you take that caller. Things are not in a good condition here in Zim. Youths are sick and tired of gold panning, especially in Silobela, where youths are now sick because of unsafe panning and unsafe claims. But there is nothing to do because that's the only job they are offered by ZANU-PF. This is from Willard Moyo, who says he's an MDC councillor.
Yes, tine mtereri parunare tatenda, tina mkoma big bozonde. Mkoma big muribo.
Ya ndinotamba makadiwo.
Aiwa dribo kurisei kwamuruko.
Kwatiri kune kuri naniwo zvakova hakwanyika yakatisa kumira.
Saka yogadziriswa sei nyaya yemukomabiki?
Nyaya yanga iripo ndekuti kana takatarisa isu sevafanhu vechidoko ndekuti nyika vari kuitonga chezvino vanenge vakonewa. Saka dii vanga vakwanisa kusiyirawo vamwe masimba kuti vambokwanisawo kutonga, nekuti kwatava kuindiswa ramangwana redu isusu vechidiki harisina kujeka.
Asi zvinonetsaka mukoma big kuti munhu ari pachigaro chamambo angosiya basa achiti haiwa vakomana ndataza kutonga, saka tora henyu masimba.
Ya ndinounza nemashoko anga achitaurwa ndimukoma Love More vanga vachitaura kuti zvoda kuti vane Zimbabwe tiise muonero pamwe chete, then totora kubvira pate mhuri yose yeZimbabwe vasingafari nezviri kuitika. Tichitaura kuti matibvawo pachigaro, nokuti makoniwa zvachose hazvingangodi kusiyibwa kana munhu wani.
Okay, Mkoma Big, we'll take a short break and Rambai Maka Bata Runare. It's a time up for our radio listeners, Miss T.
Mm-hmm. But of course, please, if you can, find us on VOA Zimbabwe, VOA Shona, or voaindebele.com, where we are streaming live. But keep calling us and sending us messages on WhatsApp to join our program. I'm Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamilinkomo. Please stay tuned.